This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in this beautiful gathering inshallah. And may Allah make us from the people at the end of the gathering, they will be told, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Get up, all your sins are forgiven. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we are continuing with the tafsir of Surah Yusuf and getting the gems from this surah and applying it, inshallah ta'ala, in our daily life. So last week we discussed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyyan la'allakum ta'qilun. We said that Allah mentioned that this Qur'an has been revealed in the Arabic language. And I asked my Arab brothers to team up with a non-Arab and teach them the Arabic. One of the ways to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He blessed you to know the Arabic language. One of the ways to thank Him by teaching somebody else this beautiful language of the Quran. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah said, this book has been revealed in the Arabic language so you can understand. And He left it open. When you see the ayah at the end left open, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. تَعْقِلُونَ what? There's nothing specific. That means from every aspect of the Quran, you might, so inshallah, with the help of Allah, you will be able to understand it. So it covers everything, not only ta'qilun, one thing, la'allakum ta'qilun, point, blank. That means everything about the Quran, it came in the Arabic language, so you can understand every aspect of the Quran. Now we start today, inshallah ta'ala, with the next ayah, which is,
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين.
So we narrate to you, Ya Muhammad, the best of stories in this Quran. And these stories that we are narrating to you, you were not aware. You are not aware of them before we tell them to you. What does this mean? Let's start from the beginning. We said that Allah starts here with the term nahnu in plural. And we said when Allah speaks in plural, that means this is from azama, veneration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now can you imagine Allah Himself is telling a story? نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ. It happens in the Quran twice, here and where? Many stories. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمْ. Tell them. Or he mentioned the story, وَإِذْ قَالَ, and then he mentioned the story. But نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ twice. In Yusuf and Kahf. Excellent, Zaki. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم. So here نحن نقص. Allah Himself, look at the honor. Allah Himself is telling the story to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. What's the difference between qasas and qisas? Qasas with a qaf, the fatha on the qaf, and qisas with a kasra on the qaf. Okay? Because in the Quran, we don't see qisas. We see qasas, right? Surah al-Qasas. The difference is that when it's with the fatha, qasas, it is about the stories in the Quran. Qisas with the kasra, it's the stories that we tell each other. But when you say qasa, qasas, that means the stories of the Quran. Qisas, stories, any stories that we hear all the time. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ, before we tell you these stories, you were not aware of them. That means that the people who are accusing you, that you are sitting with some Jews or some Christians, or sorcerers or magicians, this is all fake. This is all true. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ? He did not say, وَإِن كُنْتَ مِن قَبْلِهِ غَافِلًا, because he's talking to one. Why he's making it plural? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it plural because not only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not aware of this story, everyone in Mecca does not know the story. Everyone in Mecca does not know this story. No one knows these stories. So you, Ya Muhammad, you're not the only one who does not know. Everybody around you does not know about this story. So don't disclaim that you have learned from here, because now up to this date, they tell you that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your prophet, have sat down with people from the book before, and this is where he got his stories from. No, this is a story that we are telling you, nobody knows about before. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the story started after that. But before I start with the story, look at the introduction. I'm going to tell you a story. This story is an amazing story, the best of stories. And this story, nobody had ever heard of before. How do you feel? You get very, look at the style of the Quran. نحن الله نقص عليك أحسن القصص. Nobody, everybody غافل about it before. So how do you feel? You know, like the excitement. Okay, what is this story about? Tell me. وإذ قال يوسف, إذ قال يوسف لأبيه. And then the story started. Subhanallah. Look at the style of the Quran, how he gets you excited to know about the story. Then the story started.
إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين.
Oh my father, I have seen 11 planets, 11 stars, and the sun and the moon, I've seen them prostrating for me. Again, look at the excitement of the story. Allah told us, like, imagine I tell you, brothers, yesterday I saw a beautiful dream. Okay? And I tell you what the dream is. And then it takes me 70 years to tell you the result of the dream. Now, us, okay, all I have to do is go 5-6 pages and I know what is the interpretation of this dream, right? But the Sahaba, no, they have to wait for the whole wahi to come down to know what does the 11 stars mean, who is the sun, who is the moon. Subhanallah, he left it all the way till the last thing, as we will see inshallah. So look at the style of telling the story. Usually when you say idh in the beginning of an ayah, it's the beginning of a story in general. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ, is telling us the story of Adam and Iblis and the prostration of the angels. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفْ, إِذْ, يعني, if you recall, or this is what I'm about to tell you. Subhanallah. So the story starts with the letter إِذْ. So the word occurs, إِذْ occurs in the Quran usually right before a story begins. As if Allah is saying, remember when, recall when. This is usually how the stories begin in the Quran. Now, Yusuf is telling his father. Who's his father? Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam, like we said, he's the son of son of Ishaq. Ishaq is the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the lineage of Yusuf alayhi salam is, like we said before, the best lineage ever. The best lineage ever. Subhanallah. So we all know that Ibrahim alayhi salam had Ishaq and Ismail. From Ishaq came all the prophets except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from Ismail's lineage, the only prophet that came is the best prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all the prophets came from Yaqub, from Ishaq alayhi salam. Yaqub is Israel, right? When we say Bani Israel are the sons of Yaqub, yani everybody, they're the people of Yaqub. So that's why, you know, when someone start cursing, they start cursing Israel. Be careful, ya Habibi. They mean Israel, the country, you know? No, Israel is Yaqub alayhi salam. Be very careful. You know? There's a huge difference between the real Israel and the occupying Israel, okay? So, Yaqub alayhi salam, it was said that nothing in the Sunnah tells us how many wives he had. But there are some narrations from the Yahud and the Nasara. And somebody might say, why are we referring to the Yahud and Nasara? Quran is enough. We answer them by the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the hadith is in Bukhari. He said, take from Bani Israel, as long as does not contradict with our Sharia, you could take from it whatever you want. You believe it or do not believe it, it's not a problem. Okay? If it is coherent with our Sharia, Bismillah. If it contradicts our Sharia, we don't take anything from the Israeliyat. So here it was said that he had four wives. Two of them were real wives and two sabaya. The two wives, one of the wives, he got Yusuf alayhi salam and Binyamin. And the other children came from the other wife. So one wife had Yusuf and Binyamin, and the other wife had the rest of the children. Now, here Yusuf alayhi salam is telling a ru'ya. He saw a dream, and he's telling his father a dream. Before we go into the dream that he saw, let me explain to you what is ru'ya from a shari'i perspective. Ru'ya, dream, comes under three different kinds. There are three different kinds of dreams. There is a dream like we call it hadith al-nafs, in Arabic. It's called hadith al-nafs. Yani just an imagination. And I will give an example. And then there is the second kind, which is what we call now in our days nightmare. This is from the shaitan. And then there is the third kind, which is wahi min Allah, vision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the one that comes to the prophets. Now, let's go with the first one, hadith al-nafs. For example, you want to buy a new phone. iPhone 8 is coming soon. No, there's 7S first, right? So the new phone is coming out. So you start all day long talking about it. So you went, closed your eyes, and you started, man, I remember, look at this. Allahu Akbar. This is fake. You were dreaming of that new Tesla that's coming out. You're dreaming about the car, and you see yourself driving it, and your hair is flying in the air, and you're changing, and boom, all the night you're dreaming. You wake up in the morning, where's Tesla? At the dealer. So these are imagination. These are happens all the time. The minute you wake up, you forget about them. Nothing happens. This is the most common dream that we have. You think about something all the time, you dream about it. Then we got the nightmares. Nightmares. You see some really bad dream that you get up shaken. Something evil, something really bad happened to you. So this, there are certain etiquettes about this dream. Number one, don't tell anyone. Don't share it. Number two, Spit to your left, but like we said before, not. Then your wife will wake up with a. No, just without any liquid, huh? Three times, okay? And. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. This is for my young brother sometimes. Oh, I saw a nightmare. A'udhu billahi, first thing. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. And then, last one. Switch the side, excellent. Switch the side. You're sleeping on the left, turn to the right, you know, you're on the right, sleep on your back. Switch your sides if you see a nightmare. Don't mention it to anyone. Then the last one, the third type, which is sometimes people call it mubashirat. This is called ru'ya in Arabic, which is a vision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a positive dream, something good, something really good you saw in your dream. That one is divided into two. Either you see yourself in the dream doing something good, like somebody tells you, I saw myself making tawaf or something. You see yourself, or you see something, for example, like in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. For example, the, what do you call it? The corn turned out to be years. So you see things. Brother, I saw a snake. What does a snake mean? You see symbols. Okay, that need to be interpreted. You didn't see yourself doing something. You saw a black snake. You saw ants. You saw yourself, or you saw a camel. Something happened. Yani you see something that you need someone to interpret. What does that mean? Okay, so these ru'ya could be one of those two kinds. Now, since we're talking about this, many people come to me and they go to shuyukh and they ask them, I saw this dream, ya Sheikh. What does it mean? What does it, you know? It happens a lot. Now, there's nothing, if you go to any Islamic university, college, whether it's Medina or Pakistan or Azhar, you will never see a section or a course that is called dream interpretation. No. No masters in dream interpretation, no BA, no PhD, never. Never, no matter how long you go and study Sharia, you will not find something about dream interpretation. So how can we find out? This is strictly, ya akhwan, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatah. You know, fatah min Allah. Yaftah ala al-insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the person that he could be able to interpret the dreams. If anybody, subhanallah, in the past, they used to be like maybe in the whole world, 4 or 5 people that interpret dreams. Now, in every village, there's 6. Because they made it a business. Oh, you saw this? Give me $50, I'll tell you what happens. And he will tell you what you want to hear. And then another 50 to continue, you know. So you will be broke before you know what the dream is about. And then he tells you that the dream is you're going to be rich. So keep giving me, inshallah. Don't worry. That money that you gave me, you will get it back according to the dream that you saw. So it's all fake. Huh? So the people, ya akhwan, that interpret the dreams are people that have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not anybody can interpret dreams. Brother, like somebody, and you know what, when someone comes to me and tell them, brother, I'm sorry, I don't interpret dreams. They look at you. What kind of sheikh are you? You don't interpret dreams? In my village, 15 people interpret dreams. Habibi, go to your village. What are you doing here? No, we don't interpret dreams. This is something, if you see this is what it means, especially in our country. Oh, you saw your hand itching? You're going to get a lot of money. You know, all that stuff. Where do you get that stuff from? You know, subhanAllah. Now, if something Rasulullah ﷺ told us, like when we come to the dreams, because in Surah Yusuf, Yusuf saw a dream, and the king saw a dream, right? And we dreams have been mentioned in Surah Yusuf. So we will hear about the dreams. That's why I'm giving some attention. What are the types of dreams, and what is the form of dream interpretation? Now, let me take this point, because I don't want to take long, and then we will finish, inshallah. My beloved fathers, when is the last time your son sat down with you and told you his dream? Look at the relationship. of Yusuf and his father. He was, like we said before, at this time, he was 7 years old. This is the majority of the ulama, they say he was seven. 7 year old boy putting trust with his father. Some people now, they will only find out what their sons are doing from Facebook. This technology and all this social media have destroyed our communication, have destroyed our relationship. I'm trying to fix problems of people that I do not know, and 15 feet away, my daughter is crying inside. She has so many problems, and I do not know about it. I'm trying to find out news of what's going on all over the world, and in 20 feet radius, I have no clue what's going on in my son's room. Look at this, Ya Akhwan. He sat down with his father and told him about his dream. Look at the, and for your son to come and tell you what his dream is about, that means the relationship is so strong, very strong. He is able to confide. He's able to put his trust in you. He knows that, you know what? He's not going to make fun of me. Because sometimes when our son or our daughter, our child comes to us and tells us something, ah, God, this is stupid, you're an idiot. You start screaming and yelling, right? The old style. This is wrong, Ya Akhwan. This doesn't work anymore. You know? Just like we update our phones, we got to update our thinking and our communication with our children. If you bring 2G, it doesn't work anymore. You need 4G or 3G. 3G works? 5G is coming up. So similarly, our 2G mentality doesn't work anymore. And some of us have even 0G. They wanted to make it work in 2017 and it's not working. And they wonder why. Why it's not working? It worked to my father when he has minus 7G. Huh? How come it's not working now? Subhanallah. There are things that are basics, foundation that you do not change. But there are certain things you have to keep up. Open up. Your son comes and tells you something that you cannot. 20 years ago, you would have killed someone if they told you that. Wallahi, my father, I want to tell you something. I made a mistake and the kids were smoking and I took a puff. Subhanallah, how are you going to act? Ishlach, adrub. No. Jazakallah khair for coming and telling me. I am very proud of you. And I'm very proud of you that you know that this was wrong. And coming to me was the best thing you have ever done. You know that this is wrong. Don't ever do it again. And if you need anything, I want you to always come to me and put your trust in me. These friends, stay away from them. Obviously, they are not good company. In a very nice, kind way. Now our children think 100 times before they come and talk to us. Because they saw our reaction. Wallahi, Ya Akhwan, they will speak to someone. Let that someone be you. Or your mother, or their mother. They have to speak to someone. But if they see you always harsh and frowning, and you come to the house, and we have this idea that if I frown and I go inside the house, I'm the man. Oh, Ya Akhwan, this is not what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be, smiling in and out, and subhanAllah, beautiful face, beautiful smile. When the Sahaba were asked to describe Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said, do you see the moon in the middle of the month? They compared him to the moon, subhanAllah. This is the beauty of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you want to imitate Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Just imitate him with as many things as you can, especially with his akhlaq. So he came and he told him this dream. And the way, now this speech, we spoke to your fathers, now I'm speaking to you. Look at the way the son is talking to his father. Hey, what's up, dad? No, what's up, dad? Or I saw a brother the other day, a son calling his father. His father's name is Mustafa. He said, the son to his father, Mustafa! I said, who are you talking to? I said, my father. I said, you call him just like this? Mustafa? What is he, your buddy? Aliyah, we're buddies. And he's like, the father said, I like it, you know, to be friends with my son. Habibi, being friends with your son is amazing, excellent. But there is a red line. Shu Mustafa? Just like this? Baba, look at this. Ya Abati, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even though he was the manufacturer, the wholesaler, the distributor of shirk. Right? Ya abati, la ta'bud ash-shaytan. Ya abati, ya abati. Because he kept on telling his father, Ya Abati, Allah blessed him with Ismail, that when he was slaughtering, he said, Ya Abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Right? So the way you speak to your parents, Allah will send you children that will respect you and honor you. Ya Abati. This is one of the most beautiful forms of speech between the children and the parents. Ya Abati, Ya Ummah, Allah. I wish now, even though I'm Arabi, but I'd not raise my children to say Ya Abati, Baba and Mama. But I wish that, especially Ya Abati, has so much weight and so much respect and so much love in it. Or Ya Ummah, oh my beloved mother. Ya Abati is so beautiful. Allah used it. The prophets, the best of people, used it when they speak to their parents. Subhanallah. So inshallah ta'ala, from now on, why don't you call your father Ya Abati? Huh? How beautiful it is. You go home and you say Ya Abati. Subhanallah. I will finish with this. Repeated the word Ra'aytuhum twice. Why? He said, إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لَأَبِيهِ. Yusuf told his father, Oh my father, I've seen 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I've seen them prostrained. He repeats the word Ra'ayta twice. Even though he could have said, I've seen the 11 stars and the sun and the moon all making sujood for me. Why? Ulama said, because the sentence was long, I saw Ahmed and Muhammad coming, and I saw Mahmoud coming. You know, so just to put more emphasis, that I also saw the sun and the moon. Okay? So that's why Ra'aytuhum is mentioned twice. Another reason, another interpretation, the ulama said, when he said, I have seen 11 stars and the sun and the moon, as if someone, there's a hidden question. How did you see them? رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. I've seen them prostrating for me. As if there was a question that was hidden before the second رَأَيْتُهُمْ. Okay? I've seen them. How did you see them? I've seen them all making sujood for me. Okay? What does that mean? We will see at the end. We will stop here, inshallah ta'ala, and we will mention what did the Prophet Yaqub alayhi salam told the Prophet Yusuf what to do when you see a ru'ya, what you should do. This is why next ayah, if Allah kept us alive till next week, my beloved brothers, tomorrow is Jumu'ah, come to Fajr. Fajr is at 5:30, inshallah. The most beloved salat in the sight of Allah is Salatul Fajr of Jumu'ah in Jama'ah. In Jama'ah. Please come tomorrow at Fajr. Jazakumullah khair. And make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tonight and all day tomorrow. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.